Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up later on the show, we'll guess the takes for Week 8 in the NFL, what everyone was talking about next week. You people, and of course, a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Giants. And we will try to figure out what's going on with A.J. Brown's hamstring, when he got hurt, if he's going to play. We'll see if he's practicing today. Has not practiced last 2 days this week. 215-592-9494. Do you need a style points win over the New York Giants on Sunday? Or are you like Hugh Douglas? Just
no!
A win is a win. Get out of there with a squeak by a 2-5 team. And we pretend everything's okay. Where do you come down on the game this Sunday? And, of course, the Tri-Day Friday. So we need to figure out what Hugh should be for Halloween here. One thing we've all been waiting for, Hugh, the entire season is the running game to get going, which it just hasn't, right? The last few weeks, the passing game has been better, and they've thrown the ball way better than they have and they did in the first month. That run game, though, it just it's been stuck in mud the entire year. Are you still expecting the run game to break out?
Yes. I still think that Saquon's the back that he was last year. I think the offensive line has had their issues.
Without question, yeah.
Yeah, they've had their issues. And a lot of times when I watch the game, he's being hit behind the line of scrimmage or at the line of scrimmage. And that last year didn't happen a whole lot.
It didn't.
And that's where you see him not being able to go. Saquon Barkley can still run. He looks the same. I think his speed's still the same. It's just that he hasn't been able to get it going. He's been pretty optimistic about the position that he's been in as well. I just think it's one of those things where last week it looked like the running game got going a little bit. And I think it's something that as we go through this and we try to figure it out, it'll become more prevalent once we establish the fact that we can throw the ball better on a consistent basis.
Did you feel the running game was better last week? It didn't. I mean, they had the one run early where Saquon got about 9, and then that kind of set up the 4th-and-4 shot to AJ in the first quarter. But it didn't feel like that. I mean, last week, 18 for 44. It's 2.4 a carry.
See, here's the reality for me, Joe. And this is how I look at it. And I'm looking at it from a defender's perspective. Yeah. As a D lineman in the trenches. If I don't believe, like, he's thrown the ball better in the last couple of weeks. But I don't believe it to be true. I don't believe that you can beat me that way on a consistent basis.
Right.
So as a lineman, as just a defensive lineman, I'm playing to stop the run because I don't think you're that good. And this is just me, people. Don't get all up in your feelings. This is how I'm thinking about it. If I was playing in this game in this day and age, this is how I would think about it.
Hurts hater Hugh. I mean, I hear it. Yeah.
See, when you do stuff like that, that don't help. That don't help the people out there that are listening to me. But I don't think that Hurts can beat me on a consistent basis throwing the football. I don't believe that. And even though the last couple of weeks it looks different,
I think the league agrees with the way you're framing it. That's the way the league seems to play them.
Because think about it, people. You're playing to stop the run every week, and the last couple of weeks he's throwing the ball better. But you don't believe it's sustainable. That's how they're playing. Like a lot of, think about it like this: if we're a blitzing team, and we blitz a quarterback every play. We're blitzing him, blitzing the hell out of him. And he starts to gash us. Like if he started to figure out the holes in our blitzes and we throw the ball and he's getting us, after a while we're going to stop blitzing.
You would think.
And we're going to start playing coverage because he's killing us on the back end.
Sure.
It hasn't been that yet because every game, if you look at it, even though we won last week, the score was 28-22. And there were opportunities, missed opportunities, I might add, in that game when we played Minnesota that Carson Wentz missed, that they felt like they had a chance. And if you look at that defense, as much as they threw the ball, they didn't stop playing the run. Like, think about it like that. They didn't stop playing the run. They still played to stop the run, and they were in a tight game. So that's how you have to look at it. Jalen needs to be, in order for the passing game to get, excuse me, in order for the running game to get going, the passing game has to be somewhat more consistent or more deadly, if you will. Last week, it looked like that, Joe. You know, you talk about Devontae Smith and what he was able to do, 9 catches for 183 yards. That's an efficient day. That's 20 yards a catch.
It was a great day. It really was. So I have stopped expecting the run game to have an epiphany and a huge change. And like, now, will it be better down the stretch? I would think it'd be better than what it has been. And Saquon's averaging, what, like 50 yards a game?
Yeah.
I would think that's going to be improved from here to the end of the season. But they were at 125 last year with Saquon. I don't think we're getting close this year. And then now a lot of people predict that before the season. I felt like he could do it again. They could do it again. But I've got two reasons why I don't think the run game is about to explode. One, it has nothing to do with Saquon. First is the O-line, right? Like, we keep waiting for it to look like it has the pass. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. Are they ever going to get healthy? Maybe the bye week's the last shot for them to come out of it fresh.
They got a chance to get healthy during the bye week.
Maybe, this is...
Like, going into this, 5-2, 6-2, speak it into existence, 6-2 is a good spot to be in.
6-2 is a good record, yeah.
And now you get a chance to get healthy, recharge your battery, step away from the game a little bit, and get ready for that run. Still, even though, you know, you say we have the gauntlet, nobody scares me, and nobody's put themselves in a situation in the last couple of weeks that they look like they're world beaters. Now, Dallas looks better.
Yeah,
Dallas looks better. Dak looks better.
That schedule, you have to now throw the Dallas game in there because it's Green Bay, Detroit, Dallas, three in a row.
Yeah, Dallas looks better. It's one of those things where I feel good about where they're trending. Now, are they there yet? No, they're not, and they know that. But I feel good in where they're trending.
So I feel good in some areas, including the pass games. But I'm stopped expecting the run game to just look like it did last year. So the O-line, it just doesn't look right. And also, I feel like it's going on the radar. Jalen's not part of the run game much anymore. I think that used to be a big part of their run game.
Yeah.
His numbers rushing this year, this is the least he's ever provided in the run game. Now, if he throws it well, it's ultimately fine. Like, it's not going to kill them. He just doesn't – he hasn't done it much. I don't know if that's – his body's slowing down. They don't want him to do it as much as he ages a little bit, or if they just haven't put it in the offense. He's averaging 26.4 rushing yards a game, Jalen Hurts. His other years as a starter, 52, 50, 35, 42. I mean, this is way different. I mean, he usually is at 40 or more a game. So that's also a piece of it. Let's hear Ray Didinger talking about the offensive line, which obviously is the catalyst to all of this. They need it to be great. It has this year. Here's Ray on the O-line.
I mean, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, Juergens, who was a Pro Bowl player last year, has not played well. I mean, there's just no sugarcoating it. I mean, he just hadn't played well. And I don't know if it's, you know, he underwent back surgery in the off season, and maybe some of that is still lingering. I mean, he's in the Giants game. I mean, he looked like he was on roller skates. I mean, the Giants interior defensive line, they were just pushing him wherever they wanted him to go. So that's kind of where it starts. I mean, nobody's really talking about the center position, but that hasn't been good. You know, Steen is a first-year starter who's had his ups and downs. You're right in identifying Dickerson. I don't know if people really appreciate how good Dickerson was, and I'm sure can be again. But, I mean, everybody's focused. When I talk about the offensive line, they always focus on Kelsey, which is obvious, and the two tackles, who were great. And they kind of took Dickerson for granted. And, man, you shouldn't. I mean, when he was healthy, he is really good. And the combination of he and Mailata on that one side, I mean, they were spectacular.
Yeah, he's really referencing last year and what they have been. They're just not – the O-line is just not the same as it was last year. I don't know if Dickerson is going to have full health at any point this season. Juergens, we didn't talk much about it, had back surgery in the offseason. Maybe that's part of what's happened. And Steen's just probably not as good as Becton. So, Kyle, I've stopped expecting it. I do think it'll get better. Saquon will probably have a 100-yard game at some point. But I thought they'd get back to that. And I don't know if it's going to happen.
It's never going to look like last season. But I do expect some kind of regression toward the mean.
Back to regular?
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be, because this is bad. The run game is objectively bad.
Which
right
is crazy. We haven't seen that around here in a long time.
But I guess really, because I guess I'm kind of with you. I don't think he looks like a reduced or diminished version of Saquon Barkley. A lot of it's the O-line for me. And I think if there's one thing, one unit that I give the benefit of the doubt to, it's going to be them.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think they'll figure it out.
Well, it would change the team if they figure it out. Because to me, that protects the defense. You could run the ball more. You can have time of possession. You don't have to ask Jalen to throw the ball as much. Now you kind of unpack last season. The two best units on the team were the defense and the O-line. I know Saquon was the best player, but those were the best units on the team. And neither of them this year are as great as they were last year. All right, 215-592-9494. Terrence Springfield up on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
Terrence.
New Joe, Kyle, what's up on this Football Friday?
Terrence, what's up?
Football Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, with things starting to get in the thick of it, we need a Styles win, man. We need it. Guys, I don't like the stuff that AJ's doing still with the tweeting and the subliminal posts. But number one, like you said, we just got the mud hole stumped out of our asses a couple weeks ago by the Giants, man. It was embarrassing. I hope the offense took a step in the right direction last week because the Giants aren't on our level at all. We know they had the energy. They were at home. I said last week I wanted them to figure it out, and last week they did figure it out, guys. But it's time to keep this thing rolling. And I heard who said it earlier. It's time to get Saquon going, man. And I've been hearing Jordan Mailata saying we're one block away. We're in week eight, Jordan. I love you, Jordan Mailata, but guys, stop saying we're one block away and start blocking. Block. It's not hard to block. Block for this man. There's so many teams that's 5-2 right now, guys. And I believe in the next couple of weeks, the teams will start to sort themselves out about who's real and who's just staying afloat. If we are real, and we need to show that this week, and I need an epic beatdown. Analogy time, Hill.
Uh-oh.
I'm listening.
You know, when you walk into school, man, and a bully catch you, and he whoop your ass. And
it happened a few times, yeah.
Couple days later, man, you're walking home, Hugh, but you're near your house. You're near a home, and it's the Eagles. They're near a home. And this time you see that bully, and you stomp a mud hole in that ass, and you whoop that ass. That's going to happen Sunday. Sunday we're going to whoop the Giants' ass. We need a style win. We need a five-sack game on Jackson Dart. Mm. We need Jalen Hurts to throw for another 300-yard game. We need AJ to get a touchdown. Smitty get a touchdown. Touchdown for Saquon. Touchdown for God. Touchdown for you. Touchdown for you. We need the Eagles to get a 30-13 win.
Right. About the same thing.
30-13.
30-13. Terrence. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Terrence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Janet.
You're getting.
No, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to know what you wanted Hugh to be for Halloween before you did your Eagles chant.
Man, I've been hearing all these little weak costumes, man. Hugh said be creative, man. I was going to say some broccoli, some green, but I'm going to say a big-ass piece of bacon. Bacon!
You know what? I can see Hugh in the bacon costume. All right, bacon. Let's hear the Eagles chant, Terrence. Hit us with it.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Now we're talking.
Terrence,
good stuff. Big piece of bacon? I've seen those costumes. Those become pretty popular in the last few years. Just a big piece of bacon.
I saw a costume the other day, but it's one of those age-appropriate costumes you like where you have to have a significant other. Okay. But they were pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a family show.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yeah, you knew where I was going.
Yeah, and we. Yeah.
No, but I just thought I saw some creative costumes out there.
You were in a costume store or someone was wearing it?
Well, no, somebody.
Furry convention.
Somebody sent it to me. I could dress up
as a
furry.
Your fault for bringing that up.
I could do that. But I think it would be too late to get a costume because some of those costumes are like $3,000-$4,000. I ain't trying to spend that much money. I could have been a hell diver.
You are a hell diver.
Well, I mean, like they have hell diver costumes.
I thought it's a video game.
It is, but they, you know,
so you dress up video game. You dress up to play the game?
Well, no, you dress up as a hell diver. Or I could have dressed up as Marcus Fenix from Gears of War.
Okay.
That would have been a cool costume. Because, you know, now a lot of times people use these the 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
To print out different like stuff on the costume, and they put their own costumes together. If I would have thought about it, I could have probably did that because a lot of those people that have the 3D fabricators.
You have a 3D printer?
No, I don't. Oh. I want one though. I don't have enough space. I don't have enough space. I want one because man, I would be printing all types of crazy.
Remove the 50 transformers you put together in the last 2 weeks. You might have space.
You know how much a big printer? Because you would need a big printer to print out some of the stuff. And then you need the filament and all the other good stuff. That's probably about $3,000 or $5,000. That's too much.
I got a question about potential outfit.
Exactly.
Does your clan provide uniforms?
Yes. Well, like it all depends. You could dress up as a Destiny player. Like Destiny players are in the clan.
I just didn't know if there was one like uniform.
They're bringing the clan mentality to hell divers too.
Why?
No, I'm saying it's
the clan mentality sounds so great.
They're bringing the clan mentality.
Why do you do this?
I know somebody's on the phone. Somebody's listening right now. What the hell are they talking
about?
What's
the clan?
Please just make sure.
Bunch of racists.
Please make sure you know whose voice said that. Please make sure.
Bunch of racist show. It's not. That's the name of the factions.
No, he's video game clan.
It's the factions, yep. People.
Get a migraine every time we go here. Joe in Jersey's up on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Gentlemen. Joe, and the costume is the nickname I gave Hugh, Black Panther.
There it is, the Black Panther. I like it, Joe. Like it.
Okay. So, guys, I just want to say this. It's a critical game. Mm-hmm. We have to show we're in control. They came in. They made us look silly on national TV. I was in Europe. I was watching the game on my computer. I had people blowing up my phone at 5 o'clock in the morning in Europe. We can't have Scatterball doing jumping jacks, flips in our stadium. Nicobe needs to light them up. I'm going to tell you this. I watch a lot of football. The Giants are not the same Giants, okay? First of all, I just want to make a comment. Dallas, Denver, the Saints, they had all those three games won. The Saints, they were 5-0.
They were 0-5.
They turned the ball over five times.
Turnover differential. I got you.
Yeah, right. They turned the ball over five times. Now, guys, let me just bring this out to you. We played the Dallas Rams and the Chiefs. We were one play of losing those games away. The biggest difference is we know how to win. But I want all our fans to know this isn't the Giants. They play.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Joe, appreciate it.
It's Friday. That's what usually happens on Friday.
I mean, it's an obvious one, guys.
We've had some colorful content today.
This is your fault.
What you mean?
It is.
It's always your fault.
What do you mean? Live your truth, people.
No.
This is an all-inclusive show.
No, if living your truth includes cursing on our show,
we can't.
FCC violations. We can't do that. How about that truth?
But it like, but if you want to hear the curse words, just go to the Odyssey app because we can't.
And YouTube.
Let them fly there.
Shameless plug.
The Odyssey app sometimes doesn't get them.
They get them.
YouTube never gets them.
YouTube is Wild West over there.
I suggest y'all start, before they change the regulations over there, because if you want to see all the show uncut, go there.
Yes. If you missed what Joe was trying to say there, he was trying to make the case the Giants aren't as bad as their record.
Yes.
So
I used some colorful words.
Very colorful. I think you would probably agree with him, Hugh, based on the way you've talked about the Giants this week. They're probably closer to a 3-4 team than a 2-5 team.
They definitely played over their stage.
Yeah, but the Eagles are better. I mean, regardless of what their record should be, the Eagles are better. And it's a get-back game. It is a revenge spot. It is at home. I do think, and you've mentioned this a lot, Jack, this is now 4 full games of tape the league has on Jackson Dart. To me, that gives Fangio an advantage in this game. And I think that Giants defense may have some big names up front, but they don't cover anybody. I mean, Bo Nix is pretty good. Bo Nix is a nice quarterback, but Bo Nix isn't the top 5 guy in the league. He put up 33 points in a quarter. Bo Nix became the first quarterback in the history of the game to have 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns in a quarter. He just did that last week against this team. So, Jalen Hurts should light him up. He should have lit him up 2 weeks ago, and he missed throws. I mean, if we walk in here on Monday and the Eagles have less than 24 or 28 points, there's a problem. And that's even if AJ doesn't play. Jalen Hurts should be able to light up this defense on Sunday at the link. Jenna is up on WIP. Hey, Jenna.
Hey, how are ya?
Hey, Jenna.
What's up, Jenna?
Oh, it's so fantastic to talk to you guys. I have a couple of points just to make, if you'll bear with me.
Sure, go for
it. One, I think that Q should be Thanos.
Thanos.
You like that one?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm looking for 3D.
I think that's a good one. Lots of strength, lots of,
big dude, yeah.
Gumption. Yeah. Smash things. I think that's awesome. Second point, I think I, agree with you. I think we squeak by this week. And I think, right now the team's kind of in a mess and rebuilding period. And I think that, everyone is, praying to the Brandon Graham God. But I don't know that that's going to be the way to get us to a win.
Yeah, so before you go make your last point, the Brandon Graham thing, I'm excited that he's back, but we probably have to temper expectations for him this particular week, right?
Yeah, because this first week back, hasn't had a whole lot of practice.
No training camp.
He's been working out, but working out is different than, actually playing.
It's not football working out, It's me at home on my Peloton, right? So we got to be realistic. And then the third point, if you will oblige me, I'm a first-time caller. I'm a long-time listener. My dad in 1992 bought me my first Eagle starter jacket. His name is Jeff. And I have my favorite player, Reggie White, and I have most of the team all signed on my jacket, and I wear it with pride still. Thank God it fits at 41. But it's something that, we grew up with listening to you guys, my sister and I, and I fought it with resistance earlier. And now I am a everyday listener, Odyssey app listener. And I just love you guys. And, it's been a huge staple in our family. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, we thank you for listening. Jenna, we're close to the same age. So I was in the starter jacket era too. Those were the best. I don't have any of mine anymore. I wish I did. I mean, I don't think I could fit, but I love those. Those are the, I'm 39. So we're close to the same age. That was the era to have the starter jacket.
Oh, I mean, and they're wicked. They're so awesome. I'm just jazzed. It still fits. And, hey, Hugh, I wouldn't mind having your signature on it for the next time you're live.
Yeah, no problem. Just bring it down. We'll make that happen.
We'll make it work. Jenna, we appreciate you calling and listening and being part of the show there. Yes, I had quite a few starter jackets in my hair. I think everyone around my age did. 215-592-9494. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up here on all this. Do you expect it? And do you need it? Do you need style points on Sunday? I do. Look, the Eagles are 7.5-point favorites. They should win this game. They should, get revenge on the Giants and at least get the split in the season series. I think that's everyone's expectation. They win this game on Sunday. But if they win the game 24-23, we come in here Monday, what do we have? We have a 6-2 team, but it's like, Really?
Yeah, no, it's a drop the act Monday.
It totally is, except for everyone but Hugh, who will be carrying the act on.
Oh, he'll be doing I Told You So.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
If they only win the game by like a few points.
No, I mean, I mean.
You will.
It's been kind of like this the last couple weeks, man. But
doesn't that say something about them more than your prognostication?
No, it says that I have vision.
Yep, I knew that was coming. Yeah.
No, I'm saying because I do vibrate on a high level, and I be trying to tell y'all, but y'all don't want to listen. I have fire takes.
It seems
every
like
day.
But there's some, like, we're missing a part of this. Like, you keep saying they're going to win close, but you won't admit they might not be that great. Like, those two things seem like they go together.
It's the adversity of the season.
Sure.
You know, they are the defending Super Bowl champions.
COPING. All right, let's.
They are going to get everybody's best shot.
Yep. All right, let's. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Plus, Jeremy Fowler linked the Eagles to a few potential trade deadline candidates. Available players coming up in the next, what is it, like 10 days? Little trade deadline, 11 days. We'll get to all that coming up. 215-592-9494. And what should Hugh be for Halloween? It's a Friday, Friday on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.